The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
You're listening to Cthulhu Chronicles. Hey, Frank. Hey. Give me a box of pants.
Plagiarize the whole thing for us? Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter? Or do you, is that your thing? You come into a bar, you read some obscure passage, and then pretend you pawn it off as your own idea just to impress some girls, embarrass my friend?
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. But dumb. I'm smart, and I want respect. I'm smart. 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 I'm smart.
This is Boris Karloff speaking. I'm here with a story for you from the files of the Reader's Digest. This is the story of the most versatile of all living substances. It has held man in his cradle. It warmed his hearth. It will make him his last long home. This is the story of wood. When living, a tree sweetens the air where it breathes. It lays the dust and tempers the wind, and when it is felled, sawn, and seasoned, it lays bare the hidden beauty of its heart in figures and grains more lovely than the most premeditated design. Touch any object made of wood, the tabletop of bright maple, the chopping bowl of cleanly birch, a paddle wall of knotty pine, the lean strength of an ash rake handle, or a tobacco pipe of briar. Pass your fingers over this wood, then press your full palm upon its firmness. Compared with metal or clay or stone, it still seems warm, still living out its useful days. Wood has gone into the very fiber of our nation. With 1,000 and more native species of trees, the United States started out with the greatest forest heritage that ever fell to the lot of a lucky people. Our first exports back to England from the Jamestown colony were from the forest. Mighty pines for masts, pitch, turpentine, black walnut. When British shot fell back harmless from the live oak sides of the frigate Constitution, then she got her name Old Ironsides. And when the backwoods boys fought beside Robert E. Lee and their homespuns died with butternut, they were known as butternuts. The cabin where Lincoln was born was made of the logs of that grand old tree, the American white oak, and the rails that he split were black walnut. Wood fired the racing steamboats on the Mississippi and fed the first railroads. We spanned the treeless plains on ties cut from eastern forests. On rims of hickory and spokes of oak, pioneers rolled west to the Pacific, and there new woods came to hand. Redwoods and Douglas fir 300 feet high, timbers such as man had never seen before. Form and plan are in the very structure of wood from the moment that it begins to grow.
All aboard! melding the metaphysical and the mundane, melding them.
That's Scatola over there, you know what I mean?
You be good, see you tomorrow, I love you. The Bard of Broadcasting, that's me. Here I am. Y2K plus 13, October. End of October. That's our philosophical entertainment, relevant irreverence. Everybody get together. Laugh, chuckle, learn, look, smarts, guts, and hearts. Here we go again. This house. It's me, Frank Atoll, the mayor's name that joins the title of the show. And I'm here to give you nothing less than a box of pants. A box of... Oh, boy. You'll be good. See you tomorrow. I love you. That's right. What do you got to say for yourself?
Huh? Yeah. Hi, Cthulhu Chronicles.
From Ice Cap to Ice Cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello, and into every bordello. That's how that translates. And then when you listen, are you trying to write it down? Because I don't think you'll ever get it. No less you'll get it in the alphabet, in the Mandarin alphabet. Mandarin! Good old Phil Hong. Good old Phil Hong? No, not Phil Hong. My pal, my boss over at SRN Media Works. My name is Frank Atoll, the man whose name adorns the title of this show, because I am chronicling, and here I go again, the final day of October, Y2K plus 13, with a bunch of stuff. Wow, do I have a bunch of stuff. Just me, and a bunch of stuff. I'm going to start off with one of the topics, as opposed to just telling you something that randomly hit my head and bounced off of the inside of the cranium. Because this, I guess I have to first say that a while back, and this is certainly one of the more popular shows we ever had on this show. Well, we ever had. What do we have popular shows? Yeah, our shows. This show. There was an entire 2 hours done about the media. Well, I don't know. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to look this show up in the archives, and one of these days I'm going to replay it. But it was titled after the headline of a newspaper article that came out of Argentina and hit the national wire services. The headline was Two Clowns Shot Dead at Circus. It's about a murder of two clowns while they were performing in an Argentinian South American, maybe it wasn't a South American. It was in South America, but it might have not been a South American circus. And there was never a follow-up to this because nobody ever found out who shot them. We looked. We did our Yahoo Google alert system, you know, to find out if anything came up. Nothing ever came up. We have no idea why they were shot and killed right there while performing. Anyway, this was a fabulous show, and so many people remembered it. And there are lots of places I go to do live shows or to just pick up some groceries. People stop and say to me, Frank, you know, that show about the clowns shot dead at circus. And that was the idea. The idea was like, this is a horrible thing. First of all, this is murder. That murder in public, assassination of clowns, And we don't know why, but I mean, here's kids, everybody's watching the circus. It's supposed to be, you know, fun. And how many people really knew it was murder right off the bat? I thought it was part of the show. In any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, one of our most loyal listeners from the very beginning, a man named Ian Clay, you know, we're very big in England. We're very big in England because I never wanted to be a bus driver. We're very big in England. Our good old friend Ian Clay in the Isle of Wight, sent me a link to a new. I'm not going to do a whole show on this. I just want to, and maybe I will someday, because maybe we'll find out more about it. But this is this, since there are three, of course there's three. I'm the third man, the divine number, three topics. This will be the first topic. But anyway, it's from a newspaper. It's from, what is the name of the newspaper here? Americas. Oh, it's Al Jazeera. Uh-oh. You know who's going to come after me now? You're reading Al Jazeera. Maybe the NSA is looking at me reading Al Jazeera. That's a difference. It's a newspaper, for God's sake. And it's me, Frank Atolo. We're talking about me, Frank Atolo. Anyway, Al Jazeera reported this, and this is the headline, and it's a literal headline. Okay, it's not the clown is not meant to be mean, funny, or stupid, or clumsy. It's meant to be clowns, and I'll read the copy for you. Mexico drug lord shot dead by clown assassins. And the sub-headline, gunman in disguise kill lieutenant of once powerful Tijuana cartel during family children's party. Don't laugh, but laugh. And I'll read you the little story here. The eldest brother of Mexico's once powerful Arellano Felix drug cartel family was killed by gunmen dressed as clowns at a children's party, according to a Mexican investigator. There are Mexican investigators. And he said, this guy's dead. Muerto. I wonder, you know, if they had a funeral, it would have been great if Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine played. Okay, anyway, he's this guy, you know, shot dead. He's like pretty much my, you should see this guy. Man, if I look like this at his age, and I am his age, I'd be weird. I don't know, maybe he's looking older. His name is Francisco, his name is Frank too, Francisco Rafael Arellano Felix, 63 years old, was shot dead during a family event in Cabo San Lucas, a tourist resort in the Baja California Peninsula, state special investigations prosecutor told the AP, that's the Associated Press, right after it happened. That's to get this report. And, quote, he was hit by two bullets, one in the thorax and one in the head, Arias said, adding that the former Tijuana drug cartel lieutenant's body was identified by relatives. So, yeah, that's him. Muerto Hermoso. Hermoso's husband, isn't it? Hermoso, brother? I'm losing my Spanish. That's me in the corner, losing my Espanol. Authorities close to the case said the gunmen, were disguised as clowns when they shot Felix at the party in the luxurious Casa Oceano tourist residence. An official of the Baja California, Sir, State Prosecutor's Office told the Associated Press that the costumes included a wig and a round red nose. A wig and a round red nose. At the beginning of the movie, Octopussy, the movie, the James Bond movie, one of the Secret Service agents, I think it's 00 something, that's this 006, 008, is shot and killed, but he's disguised as a clown. but not the assassins. But the assassins here disguised as clowns. Now, we don't know how elaborate these clown costumes may have been on these assassins. It just said their red nose and their wig. And I don't know why that makes you a clown, but that's the way they're describing it. The Felix brothers, that's him and his brother, once dominated drug trafficking between Mexico and California through their brutal Tijuana cartel, inspiring characters in the Steven Soderbergh film Traffic. Remember that movie? Traffic. Maybe not. Most brothers have been either killed or arrested. How proud those parents must be, huh? Madre, padre, Jesus, what are you doing? Yes, most of my sons have been killed or arrested. That left the cartel in tatters while rivals rose in prominence. A cartel in tatters. Wait a second, I think we have another title here. A cartel. Got to write them down. One of these days, and that day may be next year sometime, here on Cotolo Chronicles, an entire show based on the titles I have for books I'll probably never write. Because how long can a person live? But the greatest titles in the world I have. I'm going to do the whole show and then give you an idea what the book might have been like. We'll do that sometime. Anyway, most brothers are in the killed. Cartel in tatters. I love that. I love that. I love how journalists find these words, and I know that because I used to do that too. You write the same thing, not the same thing, but if you write on a certain subject, like this journalist may have the crime beat, and he's out there on the crime beat, and what he's doing is people being shot, people being killed, and gangs and things. So he has to find different words. You know, he doesn't want to say the same thing all the time. He doesn't want to write the same thing all the time. I want to write something because journalists try, and they shouldn't overdo it. They just very thin line they walk, whether they're going to be prosaic or just a reportative. I made a reportic. It's a reportic condition. Or are they going to just give the who, what, where, when, why? But anyway, I like that. A cartel in tatters. Who would have thought I would have found a title in this? In 1993, what happened to him? Oh, wait a second. Felix, this guy, Frank Felix, I was calling Frank Felix, was arrested in 1980 in San Diego for selling drugs, and he returned to Mexico upon his release on bail. That's a badly constructed sentence, but this is not a lesson. In 1993, he was arrested in Mexico and jailed on drug charges. He was extradited to the United States in 2006 and was sentenced to 6 years in prison after confessing to selling drugs to an undercover agent. He was released in 2008, winning time off for good behavior. He was why is it that got murderers, these people, these miscreants, how is it that they could behave well when they get to prison? But when they're outside, they break every rule in the book. You think about this for a second, right? Murderer. Well, I'm not a murderer, but a drug trafficker. Well, I guess murderers don't get out on good behavior. But still, and anyway. All right. So you gave some drugs to people and those killed people. All right, you sold them. You've been good here. So get out. Go ahead, take a walk. It's out on good behavior. What a fine man is Frank Felix. he was released in 2008. And he repatriated. Where did he get that word? Repatriated to Mexico? He went back to Mexico. And this guy's getting carried away now. You know, after tatters, he got overconfident. Another brother, Ramon, was killed in a police shootout in 2002. Three other brothers are in U.S. prisons, including Eduardo Felix, who was sentenced to 15 years by a California court. Security experts believe the cartel is now run by the brother's sister, Anadina. And there's a name I don't know anybody in the world. You'll never hear any woman named Anadina again. Or as we say in Spanish, otra vez. So the girl and her son, Fernando Felix. Well, maybe she's not Felix, maybe she's married. So anyway, he's known as the engineer. Violence linked to drug trafficking and organized crime has left more than 70,000 dead in Mexico over the past 7 years. So that's the end. There's no more about the scene, but added to two clowns have been shot dead at circus. And now the clowns are the disguise of assassins. Probably, I don't know, it had to be from another drug cartel. A cartel not in tatters. A cartel untattered, distattered, detattered. Mexico drug lord shot dead by clown assassins. Thanks to Ian Clay for that wonderful piece. And, you know, we're going to put that into the Yahoo thing and find out if we could get more on that. Maybe they... I don't ever find these guys. How do we know they were guys? It could be girls dressed as clowns. You know, let me tell you something. Clown... No, I don't want to go through that. I don't want to go through that story again. But I was particularly weird going to Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus a number of years ago and playing with a girl clown. You know, I didn't know there were girl clowns until then. And you could see... You know, you can't make... It's amazing. You could take makeup and make a fairly unattractive woman into an attractive woman with makeup, or right? Just as you could make, yeah, you can, because believe it or not, a lot of the beautiful starlets you see, you know, are very plain-looking women without their makeup. Same goes for all the, you know, hachi-tachis and porn and stuff. Without their makeup, they're, you know, you wouldn't look at them twice down a grocery aisle, but... But if you're still pretty naturally, as I mentioned a while back, some, not Amish, but Mennonite girls, gorgeous Mennonite girls, really gorgeous, and they do nothing to their faces. And so at the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus, which I say the entire name and title of the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus, the girl clown I was playing with, with clown makeup, which of course is, I think they register it because they do it a certain way and they each become characters. She was really pretty, which of course provoked me to play even more. She didn't expect it, but I played it. But what was my point about this? Oh, the point is that, you know, assassins could have been women, for gosh sakes. Enandina, what was her name? Enandina? Let's get that name up again here. Enandina? Enandina. Enandina? No, it would be Enandina. Is it? Enandina. Enandina. Enandina Felix, or whatever her last name, her original name is Enandina. Her maiden name. she's running the joint. And because the brothers have all been put away or shot or whatever. A cartel in tatters. Could be the subtitle of this show. This show? Cotolo Chronicles. I'm chronicling. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. The show which began on this October 31st, which is Halloween, and the end of October 2013. And during the collage, you heard Boris Karloff. Not all of it, but in a rare monologue that was not... It's funny because he did it, but it's true. It was the story of wood. That gave me a whole bunch of different ideas. The story of steel. Imagine, here's Basil Rathbone. Basil Rathbone tells the story of rubber. And it could be maybe there were a series. I don't even know. Was a series. Maybe there were a series. We got something else before we look at our catalog. Not only a catalog, because it's catalog series, a season. Catalog season, once again, this time of year, and we have a catalog which claims to be the best catalog ever. You could be the Howard Stern said, I am the king of all media, because he said it. He didn't have to necessarily be that or be awarded that. Someone called the Rolling Stones the greatest rock and roll band in the world. No one else called them that. So it's so this is the greatest, they called themselves the greatest catalog. And we're going to read through that. Before we read through that, of course, we're going to do a couple of little things here. And then we're going to come back, and I got lots of stuff to tell you, including, which I'm going to tell you right now, the new Four Culture is out, fourculture.com. Plenty of things there. I'm not going to, I'm not going to highlight the fact that I'm on page 104, but I am there. And let's get some more readers there. This is a great magazine. I guess I'm doing a spot. This is a great magazine where you, because it's a digital magazine. You can download it, put it on your smartphone, your iPhone, your iPad, your ibuprofen, whatever you want to do, and get through it for culture number 9. I'm in every one of them. And you could go back and download all the other ones, too. You could sign up and get in there, get notices, and get everything that's going on. It all happens at 4culture.com. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. I'm chronicling. This is Cotolo Chronicles, Y2K plus 13. I think I've got all that down. Let's go to the second part, part two. No, second part. The second of three in our divine trilogy of, I don't know how divine. I just like the name. I just like to use the word. They are triptych of topics after this.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuicedTalk.com. Here, Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies, and they only got together to make like one, a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick out from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything growing, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the artist D.
You bring this out in me.
I know. And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows. But yet
and I would never do this talk. There, no.
Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
All at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
In a world where reading is dying out, a new champion emerges. Wacky Escapades. Parallel Universes.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Frank Cotolo.
There's never a dull moment as Frank weaves a tale of a writer making you laugh, chuckle, and learn a bit about life. Pick up License to Scale by Frank Cotolo. Now on Amazon for your Kindle.
A former adjudicator for the Immigration Board.
Oh, quiet, Phil. There's a screaming out there, and then Phil is doing news stuff. I'm looking for the second part here. As usual, I didn't rehearse, but I'm prepared. And yet, I can't find the second part of this, our triptych. I know there's a national, I don't know if they do this in Canada. And I don't know if you know how this is done, because you live in a local area where you still get newspapers, and you get the big newspaper on Sunday, and then inside of it you find a thing called Parade. Parade is not, and a lot of people think, because it's kind of localized, a lot of people think it's part of their, you know, it's done for their market, it's done for their newspaper. It's not. It's a syndicated thing, so to speak. It's all over the place, and they shove it in the middle of tons of different newspapers on Sundays with coupons and stuff like that. Well, obviously this week, because of Halloween, it has a bunch of stuff called Me Love Candy. You know, it's all like candy stuff, and that brought us to what I'm trying to find right here, and I can't seem to find it anywhere here. But a while back, one of the things that always came up, I can't believe, that it? No, that's not it either. A while back, I was even looking for this now. I wish I put it on paper. I should have dog-eared it or what have you. But while I'm looking for it, let me tell you a couple of things about this, that this is supposed to answer the question that there was something in here. A long time ago, I remember talking about the candy bar, which is still out, called the Three Musketeers. Not the, just like this is not the Cotolo Chronicles. Three Musketeers bar. And a couple of things I thought about at the time I was talking about it. Number one, why would anyone name a single bar three, have three musketeers? Because they're an entity, they go together. Can you name the three musketeers? Not any, three, the, not, then you have to use the. Can you name the three musketeers? I can. Athos, Pathos, and Aramis. A lot of people would say D'Artagnan, but he was the fourth. And there are no four musketeers unless you look at the remake, not the remake, the sequel of Richard Lester's Three Musketeers, the Three Musketeers, called The Four Musketeers. So I couldn't figure that out. The thing I don't think is clear, we're going to clear that up if I ever find this. Yeah, yes, I do. I just found it. We're going to clear that up. But what we can't clear up is the second question. Why? I guess, well, maybe the first one has to do with the second one because they need it. And again, they needed to, you know, three, that three musketeers. They need something three. They didn't call it Three Stooges. They could have called it Three Stooges unless it came out before that. No, it could have. They could have called it Three Stooges. They could have called it three. There's a lot of three things. But you know what? Someone should come out with a candy bar, the third man, and it would be me, mine. It would be me. It would have a picture of me on it with maybe a fedora, maybe a, maybe I can get a, is that what it's called? Those little fedora, those 1930s. Things. Maybe Jonathan Geffner can get me one of those. Maybe I could be his dummy. I've gone off track here now. Let's go right back to what I'm saying. Okay, so the Three Musketeers candy bar, you know, you can still buy them out there. And my second question, which remains, is why aren't there other candies named? Not forget about the three, because I'm going to explain the three. Well, I mean, I want to say this first, in case I forget while I'm talking about the three part. Why aren't there others named after famous literature? Alexandre Dumas wrote the famous book, He wrote the book, The Three Musketeers, which, of course, has become famous and has any number of versions of movies through the years. And did anyone ever do a musical? That's a good one to look up. Why don't you Google that? Write this down. Look it up later. Put it in your Cthulhu Chronicles notebook. Did anyone ever do a Three Musketeers musical? Uh-oh. Is there something else I have to do or think about doing before I die? The Three Musketeers, the musical. I'm Athos. You know, wait a second. I think the Gene Kelly version had songs in it. I'm Athos. I'm Pathos. I'm Aramis. Unless my mind is completely screwing up any number of versions or things like that, but there might have been one. But the thing that where there are none. There are no other ones. There's not. And Dumas himself has written any number of books. Dumas also wrote. No, he didn't write Les Miserables. He wrote The Man in the Iron Mask. And now there's no candy bar called Man in the Iron Mask, a chocolate caramel delight, crunchy or whatever. Right? It was no Man in the Iron Mask. And you can go on and on if you want to go to any great author, French, English, or what have you. Animal Farm. Animal Farm, George Orwell. George Orwell. There's no Animal Farm candy bar. There's no, just think of a famous old classic book, and you're not going to find a candy bar. So for some reason or another, they came up with, now why? So those were my two questions, and they've never been answered until now, when we're going to find out, and then we're going to answer the three thing, and it comes from Parade. The Three Musketeers candy bar, okay? It actually started out as three different bars. And this is what I know. See, I said, was it originally three bars? I just made this up. But it's true. It came out, and it was originally three bars. And this was like 1932, which is why, and I said, they could have called the three anything. I don't know why they chose Alexandre Dumas and did the Three Musketeers, but they did. I'm trying to think back then. They couldn't do the 3 32. They could have done. They wouldn't have called it the Three Marx Brothers because they didn't call themselves the three. They could have called it the Three Stooges candy bar, but they didn't. They might have sold more. But here was. It started out as three different candies. One bar was filled with just chocolate. Oh no, yeah. One was chocolate. One was just vanilla, And the other one was strawberry nougat. Now, nougat, not nougat. Yogurt, nougat, nougat. Now, I don't know anything about nougat. I just know that I don't hear it associated with anything else but candy. Nougat. It's got nougat candy. Nougat with chocolate. Nougat with vanilla. Nougat. So, but so there were three musketeers. You'd go to the store, any store that sold fine candy in your neighborhood, and I don't know what neighborhoods, I guess, and I don't even know if it was all over the world. It should have been in France. Why on earth would they have, maybe, it doesn't say it started in France, but wouldn't that have been smart? Let's start this three musketeers, les deux musketeers, the candy in France, in Paris. But wherever you went and got three musketeers, when it first was introduced, you went and got three different ones, or you only got one of the three. So now, they didn't put only one musketeer on each one of these. They had the three musketeers on all of them, so it was a set, and you could buy all three. Maybe they were trying to sell them three at a time. I don't know. I don't even know how much they cost in 1932. I can't even imagine that. But during World War II, and this is the reason it is, during World War II, which was not 1932, so I have no idea what this copy means, but it says here, during World War II, sugar rationing made producing all three flavors too pricey. Okay. Oh, I see what happened. So in 32, you got these three. You go out and say, I want a vanilla, three musketeers. I want a strawberry nougat. Nougat. Why can't they put the nougat in the vanilla? Why can't they put the nougat with the vanilla, the chocolate? And the chocolate with the vanilla. You know, they could have had like the 10 musketeers. Any combinations of these things. Because you could do it with three, right? There's one. But they didn't. And maybe you went out and you went, you know what would be good? I buy two. Here's what I do, said one kid. I buy two Three Musketeers bars. One of them is chocolate, one of them is vanilla. I take a bite of one, then I take a bite of another. And maybe they did some research. Who knows if they did research in those days? They buy one, I'll chew one, I'll chew another. Then somebody who had the strawberry nougat, and I don't know why the strawberry had to be accompanied with nougat. Why couldn't it just be strawberry? You don't get nougat when you buy Neapolitan ice cream, which is vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry in the store. You still get it. And I don't even know why it's called Neapolitan. And I'm Italian, I don't even know that. Neapolitan. But anyway, but there's no nougat. There's no nougat in it, but there's nougat in this. So you say, you know, I like this strawberry nougat. I'm going to go get a strawberry nougat. You know, I'm really in for a candy bowl. What would you like to have? And then another guy says, you know, you're out there playing baseball or something. The guy goes, I guess they played baseball. You're out because they didn't have the internet. They didn't have smartphones. They didn't have anything. They had to be out on the actual ground of the earth playing and doing things, running around. Like, let's go get our three musketeers. Hey, yeah, I'll get one. Which one do you like? I like this. I like that. Well, they went out and then they would trade. They would say, okay, what? I'll buy a vanilla. You buy a strawberry. I'll cut mine in half. You got a vanilla and a strawberry. And it was a very healthy candy game that went on between all these people. They enjoyed the Three Musketeers. Three Musketeers bar. A Three Musketeers bar. It wasn't the Three Musketeers. A Three Musketeers bar. And there were three of them. And all three musketeers, I told you their names now. Do you remember them? Athos, Pathos, and Aramis. Not D'Artagnan. He was the fourth one. And there are no four musketeers. Okay, Athos, Pathos, and Aramis. These are names, by the way, you just don't hear French people calling their kids anymore. But no less. Maybe they have triplets. They go, I have triplets. I call them Athos, Pathos, and Aramis. And Aramis, I think, was the fat one. But that doesn't matter. What matters is that what happened, as it was very popular for many years. So, but then the World War II came. Now, what happened in World War II? During World War II, there was sugar rationing because they had to send sugar to our boys overseas, I guess. I don't know. Why did they ration sugar? Because they couldn't pick it? I don't even know that. I have no idea about this history. I'm just telling you, there was sugar rationing, and it made producing all three musketeers, three musketeers bar way too pricey. So what happened was they would go, but the black market probably had three musketeers bars in the original forms, right? But you had to pay like, you know, $5, which was an incredible amount of money, especially during World War II. The $5 for a vanilla bar. But meanwhile, what was happening was they were disappearing off the shelves of stores where you buy your favorite candies. And, that was it. So, I guess you could get black market. That would be interesting. I don't know anybody who even has. Maybe you can go to eBay and start looking. I don't know if you want to do that later and see if there is a Three Musketeers rapper from original Three Musketeers rapper. I don't know. So what Mars Incorporated, that was the name of the candy, and it's still the name of the candy, although I think Hershey bought it, because I don't know if Mars bought, if Hershey bought Mars, but Hershey bought all these things. You know, it's one of these conglomerate junks that go on. And you know, when you say Hershey, you know, by Hershey, I mean junk. But let's not get there. And let's just say that whoever it is, I think they still call it Mars and Mars. Anyway, they put out what has become the most popular. Oh, they put out the most popular of the three, which was chocolate. See? So there's no vanilla in a current Three Musketeers bar. There's no strawberry nougat. There might be nougat. Maybe they decided to put the nougat with the chocolate, and then it's nougat, chocolate, and nuts. So we do have our answer, but we don't know why, and we may never know why Mars never, and you know, we don't know that. When Three Musketeers bars in the form of being three different bars, when that was sold and very popular, for all we know, there were meetings at Mars and they were looking through lists of classic books. How about a Tale of Two Cities bar? That may have two. You could have two chocolates. Maybe a chocolate and a vanilla. Maybe a caramel and something else. Caramel. I can't even think of more flavors of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. But it doesn't matter. You know, could have a Tale of Two Cities. And they must have sat there and said, let's come out with Tale of Two Cities. You know, people would be collecting. And this, as you read this fabulous novel, they could have hooked it up with schools, because schools were making you read these certain books, right? They were. How about the Mayor of Casterbridge candy bar? That would be great. And you laughed at the story of wood. This is true. There was Boris Karloff telling the story of wood. Why not have the candy bars? Maybe they had those meetings. We don't know. If there were people having those meetings, they're all probably dead. So we'll never know. But we did find out once and for all that. So you learned a couple of things here. That's the second part of our triptych. The third part is going to be looking through the self-proclaimed. And everybody wants it. You know, it's funny. When you talk about food, you suddenly want it. Unless, of course, you hate the food that we're talking about. But wouldn't it be great right now to have a Three Musketeers candy bar? It would be great to have all three of them. Strawberry, nougat. Eventually I'm going to look up nougat and find out exactly what... You know what? Wait. Let's see if nougat is in my very famous 1960 Webster's American Dictionary. Because I have to use the pages here. L-M-N-O. N-O. It'll tell me. And I'll know once and for all, unless I forget. What is nougat? Nougat. N-O-U. N-O-U. Nexus, plexus, non-biblical, non-breakable, non-nougat. N-O-T. We're getting close. Notation. N-O-U. S-E-R-T. What is this? Notageia? A region? Including... Notageia is the region. You know, every time you open up the dictionary, you can learn another word. Nougat is, let's see what it is, N-O-U-G-A-T, N-O-U, I guess T-U, N-O-U, here it is, we're coming up, yeah, nougat, here we go, nougat, noun. That means it's a person, place, or thing. In this case, it's a thing. A lot of things in that category. It says a candy made of almonds, pistachio, and other nuts in a paste of sugar. A paste of sugar, pasting much sweeter than wine. Doo-doo-ba-doo. That was the taste of honey, but I made it into a paste of sugar. I'm going to make a note of that, too. Next time I do live a taste of honey, I'm going to make it go, a paste of sugar. I'm never going to remember that. Forget it. I got too much to remember as it is. But at least I got a cartel in tatters. We're going to have that. So that's nougat. It's a candy, as we know. It's a candy, but it's made of almonds, pistachio, and other nuts in a paste of sugar. Now, why they can't put almonds and pistachio with vanilla, I guess it tastes better with strawberry. And that's how you say it, strawberry. Remember, it's not strawberry. as they say in Brooklyn, strawberry. How about some strawberry ice cream? There's no H, and it's berry, strawberry. And in England, when you say strawberry, strawberry, you put the accent on the other one, strawberry. Strawberry and nougat. Nougat, not nougort. Nougat, not nougort. My name is Frank Tolman. His name joins the title of the show. And we're coming up to the next version of what's happening here when we do stuff. And we have mail, but we're not going to look at it. But you know what? Let's look at it for 1 second before we move on. Because there might be somebody writing to me. You know, people do that. They write to me and they say, hey, no, it's not. It's I don't know what. Oh, it's something from our on again, off again co-host who came in during my monologue of Three Musketeers monologue. That's Jeremy Long. How do you like this boom mic I have right here? So you can move in a little bit.
No,
I got a boom mic here.
I like that a lot better than the.
That's why I did it. I knew you were not liking the other one.
Was it a Halloween present from somebody?
No, I've had this boom mic forever, and you know nobody. If I didn't say this, because we're not, nobody would know. But it's so much easier to put the.
I was listening to the show before I came here, and yeah? I was like. From the very beginning, I was like, he switched mic.
You
mic
did,
holders.
You knew it, right?
Yeah.
How could
he
you be
must
listening?
Must be a boom holder.
You were listening to the show before you came here. Oh, so you were on your smartphone.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, and you knew something was different, didn't you? You could just tell.
I could tell,
it's my cadence. It's my dynamics. It has something to do with that. But we're going to be looking at the I'm not going to say I'm not going to say it. Later on maybe we'll mention the name of the catalog, the greatest catalog. Well, I did a couple of other things I wanted to say now that we've gone through those two things. That's sad. You know, it's a little too we almost formatted here by cutting up the topics like this. We don't usually do this.
That. When you posted the topics, I was like...
Yeah, no, once in a while we have two,
like
three,
four...
Yeah, but we don't usually do it like this, but I wanted to do it this way. Now that the clowns have killed the Frank Felix is dead. You heard about that since you're on your way over here. Huh?
Yeah.
I guess everybody heard that if they were listening at this point. But I wanted to talk about the other thing. I said, yes, right, okay, get over it for good. Dr. Karen Wyatt is on our show every now and then, and a couple of weeks back on CatoloChronicles.blogspot.com, I was again promoting her wonderful package that she has that is kind of like a home help yourself psychology kit. It's very hard for me to explain this. No, it's not. I'll explain very simply again. It's called Get Over It For Good, and I think it's getoveritforgood.com. And if you go to Get Over It For Good, I think it's Get Over It For Good. Got Tom. No, let's. Oh, and that's the other thing. Tom Savini will be back November 21st. This is the 50th anniversary. I just switched pages there for a sec. This is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Well, we're going to be talking about it in at every level, okay? And that will include my one of I don't do a lot of imitations. I've never done imitations that well. I've not been one of those guys who can imitate voices very well. But one of the popular imitations I've done through the years, and I developed this. It took me years after 1963, shot in 63. It took me years to develop this. But I do the sound of Lee Harvey Oswald being shot. He was shot on television, of course, as we know. And I do that. And anybody who... And you can now go back and compare what I do. I'll be glad to be doing that on the show. But now back to Get Over It For Good, which is the Karen Wyatt, Dr. Karen Wyatt. Look, just go Google or Yahoo or Yahoo or Google or Ask It or Bing It or Ping It or do whatever it is you do to find the things. Dr. Karen Wyatt, that's W-Y-A-T-T, just like in ERP, only that was his first name. That's her last name, Dr. Karen Wyatt. And learn how you can get this great package that can really help you, because you could sit in your home. You don't have to have anybody smoking a pipe, and you don't have to be laying down on a couch. Not that I have anything against psychotherapy, because if you know me, and I don't think you do very well, but I pretty much just give you everything I am here anyway. And that is that, you know, wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, is this any, this is real. I don't put this on, do I, Jeremy? We're going to have Jeremy attest to this, because he's young, and he's hung out with me. This is pretty much me, right? Isn't it?
Yeah. Pretty much. 94%.
94%. So he's probably seen the other 6%. Or he hasn't. And he hasn't been able to because he hasn't seen me 100%. Who has seen me 100%? Well, they're not around anymore, those people. But here's the deal. The deal is this. Doctor, you might not know why you're hurting. You might not know why you have an illness. You might not know what's going on in your life. You might have weird behavior. We all do, but maybe it has something to do with something that happened to you as a child. Now, I like psychoanalysts, and I think they're great people. Psychologists, psychiatrists, we all know that. Dr. Popoli is going to be on again in the next couple of months, and he's great with Freud and all that stuff, and he knows, like we know all that stuff, and we like it. But Dr. Karen Wyatt, who is a psychiatrist, not a psychologist. It means she can administer drugs, although she will not administer to me. But she has this wonderful kit, and you maybe just ask a couple of questions, find out if you need it, because you can have your own little psychotherapy system at home, and you can be healthier in mind and healthier in body. And let me tell you something, of the two ways that you could be healthy, those are the only two real ways, mind and body. You know, how else do you want to be healthy? You want to be healthy in spirit? How do you know when your spirit is hungry? How do you know when your spirit, you don't know. So you could talk all you want about spirit and soul, but you never know if your soul or your spirit are healthy. So if you'll be, you could just have to assume, even if you like the idea of having a spirit or a soul, and you buy into that, that it's not going to be very good unless you're healthy in body and in mind.
What about healthy economically?
No, that doesn't even count as much as body and mind. Body and mind. Think of it, right? If you're healthy in body and mind, you might not have any economical problems, or you might not even care if you have economical problems, which of course means you don't have stress. See, there's a million ways out of this. Now, I should know this, because I was a child who was I was I'm not going to get into my childhood. We do that enough. And we are going to get into it when I'm going to do a whole show on Augie. Augie. Remember that name, Augie. It's short for Augusto, a very famous Italian name that goes back to kings. They weren't kings. Pharaohs. They weren't pharaohs. What were they? Emperors. Emperors. Isn't it funny how one country has a president, another one has an emperor, another one had a king, another one has a king could be a dictator. But yet they don't just say dictator. Sometimes they just say dictator and they don't say king, right?
Yeah.
So that's an official title. I'm dictator. Remember him? Dictator. Private eye. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Get over it for good. I joke about this, but Dr. Wyatt will be on again. We're going to go through this again. This is imperative. I'm telling you this only because I don't hawk things and I don't get I may get a box of pants now and then, but I don't get... I wonder if they're still around. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should, just for fun. I'm not getting any kickbacks on any of this stuff, okay? I'm telling you this for your own good, because that's what we're here for. Wake up, it's night, okay? And you've got to get going. You got to put a light so you can see the end. You got to see the tunnel at the end of the light. That's what they called something else. I forgot what that was going on. The tunnel at the end of the light. A lot of things are going around in my head right now as we go to the top hour. When we come out of the hour, we're going to talk about this catalog, because it is time. Anyway, there's Dr. And then ForCulture, ForCulture.com. Juiced Radio, you've heard about, because that's where you can get the archives of the show and archives of the fabulous D Show. Nothing Less Than Fabulous. It should be called the Nothing Less Than Fabulous D Show. And, of course, Velvet Steel, who is Velvet Steel. Think about it. It's like velvet, smooth steel. Yeah, Velvet's a doll. And she's got a great show. And because you've heard her voice, these are three of the primary voices of alternative broadcasting. Together, for the first time, housed, all their shows housed together. And once in a while, you can hear us all together. Once in a while. The times that we're all together are none of your business. So they'll put that into play. So here's the deal. The deal is we're gonna shortly cut off. When was that? And then there's more. Aside from We did the stuff about the books, Molotov Memoirs, which has been all of a sudden people are buying it again. I have no idea, but probably because it's holiday time, so you can get that and you can put it on your iPad, on your iPhone, your Kindle, your Windle, your Spindle, your Nook, or whatever they call them. Right? You could buy those. You could get what else do we have to hawk your advertising wise? We have do you have any products these days, Jeremy? What are you doing product wise? You going to be anywhere? Tell them where you're going to be soon. You're going to be somewhere. We also have Jeremy's documentary. It's not his it's his documentary of me. A documentary of me? About me. It's not of.
Yeah, about.
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 The documentary about me, which is going to be, what's the story on this release? Do we know?
The story is that it should be up online soon for free. Like, you don't have to buy it.
You don't have to buy that. I mean, and let's face it, who wants to buy that?
It should actually be
and
up.
I can't sign it. Because it's a documentary.
No. Yeah. I mean, we could put physical copies that you could sign.
Physical copies? No way to really. It's hard enough to sell my books. You want to sell the stories? sell this transcript of us talking? You know, it's a wonderful piece. It's long, but you don't have to watch all of it. It's like a big book. It's like my Japan book, which everyone goes, oh, that's the most incredible thing in the world. They read five pages and they go, I got no time for this anymore. You know why? Because we're people in bites. We're vines. We got vines for free, don't we?
Yeah.
How do you get the vines? Watch the vines here. Jeremy gets me to do these vines. I'd never do this. But I would never do this in a million years if I do them. Where do they find vines?
You should go to, I believe you have to have the app.
I don't know. You tell them.
I believe you have to have the app, and then on the app, just search my name, Jeremy Long, and you'll find me, and then you'll find us doing Vines. Or, if you have the Vine app, search the hashtag what? Frank
Atolo. No, don't say it. You got to, he made a, I mean, you could say,
hashtag Frank Atolo.
Yeah, I guess hashtag.
I'm a hashtag.
I'm a hashtag.
Or hashtag.
Steven, a hashtag. Dun, dun. I'm a hashtag. How do you like that? You know what this show needs right now before we get in?
Peter.
That's right. We need more of The Story of Wood by Boris Kalt. Boris?
You can overcome obstacles, stick rocks apart, and travel far in search of water.
Yes.
It can adjust to circumstances.
Wood.
It can endure with an immortality all its own.
Wood.
Wooden piles under the streets of Venice
have
been found
piles,
intact after 1,000 years.
A thousand years.
And white cedar in the swamps of eastern Virginia.
More about that later. You know,
Boris.
I know. I taught everybody how. Speaking of imitations, we'll do this before we jump to this, and then we'll come back, and we'll look at the catalog. I did this many years ago on this show. Taught everybody how to imitate Boris Karloff. Anybody can imitate Boris. I'm going to prove it to you here shortly. Because I bet you even Kalina could imitate Boris Karloff with one word. All you ever need is one word. You don't have to, and you say, here's my imitation of Boris Karloff. You use the word antipasto. You say it like this, antipasto, and you automatically sound like Boris Karloff. Go ahead, try it.
Antipasto.
There, you see, now you thought he did, what's his name? Well, he did, you thought he did Christopher Walken?
What about Christopher Walken?
You want to try antipasto? No, I don't think Kalina wants to try. I'll tell you what we will do, though. We'll take a short. Yeah, well, everybody go to the bathroom or something. Get something. Say hi to your dad for me while we're out. We'll be back shortly, and we'll look at the catalog. Don't go away. It's all gone.
Cthulhu Chronicles, the internet talk show from the neo-postmodern world. Keep listening.
A lot has changed from when Nola Osh started school until the time she finished.
When I received my diploma, it was a big to-do.
At 95 years young, Nola became the world's oldest college graduate.
If we don't concentrate on our ages, we go ahead and do things as if we were younger.
So no matter how old you are, live life and pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
These are the sounds of impaired driving. And then...
I don't think he's going to make it.
When you drive impaired, there's a price we all pay. Emergency response costs, doctors, caregivers, and more. Studies show that impaired driving costs us billions of dollars each year. But the victims of impaired driving pay the biggest price.
Change for the better.
MAD Canada, helping the victim, stopping the crime.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them. It wasn't convenient, and it wasn't pretty, but they needed help. 12 more then joined this saint of the gutters. They were soon followed by over 4,000 other nuns who gave healing care in orphanages, AIDS hospices, and charity centers. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Oh, hello there. It's me, Frank Cotolo, host of the internet radio talk show, Cotolo Chronicles. I don't have a lot of time here, mainly because this is a 30-second spot. Why on earth I couldn't get a 60-second spot is beyond me. I think I'm important enough, don't you? If you'd like to see me have a 60-second spot for my show, Cotolo Chronicles, Thursday night from 9 to 11 at 148.ca, then why don't you write to this number, 6, and tell them you want me to be on a longer spot. Tell them, Jerry.
Yes, Frank Cotolo. It's Frank Cotolo's show.
Yes, Jeremy. Okay, see ya.
In high school, Schiffer Mincer wanted to do a little...
Can I fix that for you?
Soon she was sewing anything that could be sewn.
Thank you, young lady. Thank you so much.
And Schiffer's little something became a big deal.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time since all my buttons matched.
Some people may say, so what can I do? But Schiffer Mincer says...
So, that's what I do.
Volunteering. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, I'm the narrator. Let's see what Frank Cotolo is up to in the studio.
I'm about to have a duel with my co-host, Jeremy Long.
All of a sudden, a bear attacks out of nowhere.
Oh no! All of a sudden, a bear is attacking out of nowhere!
The bear chews Frank in half and then turns towards Jeremy.
I don't have a lot of time here, mainly because this is only a 30-second spot, and I'm facing imminent to death. Listen to Cotolo Chronicles Live Thursday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. at 148.ca, SRN Media Works, with me, Frank Cotolo, and Jeremy Long. Say goodbye, Jeremy. That's enough.
Early to bed, early to rise, makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And all was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite.
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stove.
You go!
The odometer.
Whoa!
Oh, and the lightning rod. Ingenuity, pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hi, I'm the narrator. Let's see what Frank Cotolo is up to in the studio.
I'm about to have a duel with my co-host, Jeremy Long.
Frank, you sure these machetes are safe?
The machetes are perfectly safe. They have been inspected by the Machete Association Bureau of Safe Machetes.
All of a sudden, a bear attacks out of nowhere.
Oh no! All of a sudden, a bear is attacking out of nowhere! Just where bears come from!
The bear chews Frank in half and then turns towards Jeremy.
Ah! He turned towards me!
Oh, good lord.
Good! Because that's not me! You'll die! I don't have a lot of time here, mainly because this is only a 30-second spot, and I'm facing imminent to death. Listen to Cotolo Chronicles Live Thursday nights from 9 to 11 p.m. at 148.ca, SRN Media Works, with me, Frank Cotolo, and Jeremy Long. Say goodbye, Jeremy. That's enough.
Juiced Talk Radio. It's juicy. JuicedTalk.com. Hear Frank Cotolo's Cotolo Chronicles.
Imagine if there were companies that made cookies, and they only got together to make like one, a certain amount of cookies for a certain amount of time, okay?
Transistor by Velvet Steel.
You know, you've got short nipples, you've got long nipples that stick up from the body, you've got big areolas, you've got small areolas, you've got different colors, you've got hair growing off them, you've got everything growing, you've got veiny nipples, you've got all kinds of different things. But for some people, they have really small nipples.
And the Fabulous D Show by me, the Artist D.
You bring this out in me.
I know. And that's why this is so unique, because you could do a million of your own shows.
And I would never do this there, no.
Exactly. You'd never start saying, who did they suck off to get that?
All at Juiced Talk, archived for your listening pleasure. JuicedTalk.com.
You know, that's well, that shouldn't cut that fast. Why? Do you know what another show that does an ad for its own show inside of the show? Don't forget to listen. If you're listening to it, you obviously know when it's on. Those are wonderful little ads that Jeremy produced recently. We're going to play another one. We're going to play one for you again in case you ran off to the bathroom, because that's what you do when commercials are on. That's why they're not paid for commercials there, because people leave. You know, I often wondered that when you'd be watching TV, especially in the early days of TV, you'd be watching TV. They said, we're going to take a break now, so if you want to go to the bathroom or do something. And that's ridiculous, because the people, they're going to take a break and they're going to show an ad for the people who are paying for the show, because they're sponsors. And so how they got around that was they started to put things that was the original product placement. You know, they put signs of the product and everything inside of the show. Yeah. But we did that. But these are wonderful little ads. Which one do you like better? Well, actually, they're almost the same, don't they?
Well, these two. That one's just longer.
That's just too long. So remove that one. one of them.
Yeah, play those two.
Those two again? Okay, here are those two ads. We're going to be sending these out. And maybe we can do that, huh? We can actually, and then you can actually say that these are being aired. You know, you'd be the only one in your college who would be saying these are actually being aired.
Yeah.
So you stand up there and just, you know, put a cocky face on it. Yeah. Yeah, I know you people did these smarts, but these are actually being aired. You know, these are actually going on. So here's that one again. Here's one of them again.
Oh, hello there. It's me, Frank Cotolo, host of the internet radio talk show, Cotolo Chronicles. I don't have a lot of time here, mainly because this is a 30-second spot. Why on earth I couldn't get a 60-second spot is beyond me. I think I'm important enough, don't you? If you'd like to see me have a 60-second spot for my show, Cotolo Chronicles, Thursday night from 9 to 11 at 148.ca, then why don't you write to this number, 6, and tell them you want me to be on a longer spot. Tell them, Jeremy.
Yes, Frank Cotolo. It's Frank Cotolo's show.
It's Jeremy. Okay, see ya.
And when you laugh at yourself, it's horrible. It's horrible. If I do, like, oh, God, aren't we clever? Aren't we smart, clever? We're laughing at ourselves. Well, that's and the bear attack is this one here.
Hi, I'm the narrator. Let's see what Frank Cotolo is up to in the studio.
I'm about to have a duel with my co-host, Jeremy Long.
All of a sudden, a bear attacks out of nowhere.
Oh, no! All of a sudden, a bear is attacking out of nowhere!
The bear chews Frank in half and then turns towards Jeremy.
I don't have a lot of time here, mainly because this is only a 30-second spot, and I'm facing imminent death. Listen to Cotolo Chronicles live Thursday night from 9 to 11 p.m. at 148.ca, SRN Media Works, with me, Frank Cotolo, and Jeremy Long. Say goodbye, Jeremy. That's enough.
What is that creepy cartoon music in the first one? You want to say what? Dang, 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 dang. Where did you get that?
Infomercial music.
It's infomercial. So it's stock music. Yeah. We used to have those things in college, in radio. We had all the stock stuff. Stock promos and things that could act as a break, because you know you'd have to when you're learning radio. People did that. And then so it's good to know they still have stock music on. All music is stock music these days, because nobody pays for anything anymore. You know, it's just like I don't. There is such a thing as royalties, and people do pay, and stations pay certain kind of license fees and stuff. But you don't get like you used to get in the old days if you got them. Well, those are very good commercials, and we're going to send them out. How about we send them out to all our pals? Only the Thursday night, you can only hear us live at SRM Media Works. The other times, as I said, go to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com. Go down that list there, and there's any number of stations where you can get us on the rebound, including, I believe, we're on daily. There's an archive show daily at one of our stations, the one we have up in Quebec. I'm sorry. That's a terrible thing for me not to remember, but it's True Talk Radio. Wow, geez, I'm sorry, Howie. Howie Sibylline show. He does a great show up there, and they do one. Their station runs a station up there, and I'm not going to drop names here now. And of course, Jiggy Jaguar, the radio's greatest idiot, and Jiggy will play that. He probably already
he did.
Yeah, he stole it already. He already made a copy of it and sent it out there. The Jiggy Jaguar.
You think the Dez will play it on his
show? The Dez doesn't play anything on his show. I don't know what's going to happen to him. Is he going to have his show anymore? I have no idea.
I'd like to...
you never know when it's going to be on. You like to what?
I'd like to thank Jack Barth.
Oh, yeah. Whose name? Who was
the narrator?
Who was the narrator?
Yeah, his name's Jack Barth.
Jack Barth. And does he go to the College of Film Knowledge or wherever the hell it is
you're going?
he's a classmate?
Him and I are the only two students at that college.
So there's another guy named Him and I? Is he Mexican? Him and I?
Yeah.
What? Who?
Yeah.
You're the only two students that do what?
At the college. The College of Film
This
Knowledge.
Is a big college. And there's only two people there. What do you mean? This punk?
The College of Film Knowledge.
Oh, the College of Film Knowledge. But where you go, Barth.
Barth. Yeah.
Jack Barth. Yeah, that sounds like a kid could be a secret agent or something.
Probably.
Jack Barth.
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 Jack
Barth. Jack Barth. That reminds me again, forculture.com. You'll enjoy everything that's in there. It's a cutting edge magazine, a digital magazine. It's free. Leave your email there, and then I guarantee they won't get back to you and ask you to buy things. I will, though, if you give me your address. Give me your address. Send it to fcatolo@yahoo.com. Send me your email address. A lot of people do. I will talk with you. Or get to hook up with me. What is it? Hit me up? HMU. HMU. At HMU. At
LOL.
At LMAO.
In Europe.
What is it? Yahoo.com, where you can get me.
Hello.
And I will talk with you if you say I want to be your friend or you want to be your contact or whatever they call that. Skype. Frank Cotolo. I'm all over the place, and it's really me. I don't care. I get the most outrageous. And we're doing another show soon about all the money I've won all over the world that I've been winning, and I got to go collect all this money that from Nigeria, Africa, Europe. I'm telling you, I'm rich now, and we're going to do a show on my responses for that. That'll definitely be a parentally guided show because I tend to be a little saucy with those scammers. I love him, but I mean, it's me. It's Frank Cotolo, and I'm on a lot of social networking places. I don't even remember some of them. But I'm there, and of course, I'm on Facebook. Nobody goes to MySpace anymore. That's like zombie land of social networking. I don't think anyone goes there. New Jersey. Well, New Jersey's that made me feel bad now. New Jersey. I used to go anyway. Let's look at what we got here. As long as we have 45 minutes left of the show, and that's what the hell we do here anyway. I have a catalog. Now, this is the season for catalogs. Is it not true? Can I have a witness?
It's true.
It's true, says Kalina. Because she knows. Do you get catalogs in the mail, Kalina, for Christmas? You do, right? We all get catalogs in the mail for Christmas. So then, and she's one of everybody, so we all get it. Why did I ask her? Of course she gets it. And they're all different kinds. They're from companies you never hear from at all. Although once in a while you get stores, because stores do. The very famous Sears catalog is how people at one time, the Sears and Roebuck catalog was gigantic. When I was a kid, there was this it was gigantic. By gigantic, I mean it was like thicker than Moby's dick, the book. Not Moby's dick. Bigger. Big, it was thicker, and you know why? Because there were stores that were not, you couldn't go to stores at some rural places. All you could do is buy through the mail. Well, buying through the mail is still popular, and that's all really Amazon does, correct?
Yeah.
You really buy through the mail.
Yeah.
They just, they have these places, these headquarters where people put this stuff together. In fact, Raul, my sometimes bodyguard, said that there was a job he might get at a local Amazon shipping.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, who knows? He goes, okay. Yeah. there's a vote of confidence for the poor guy looking for work. Yeah, who knows? Where's he going to wind up? Oh, Raul, where's he going to wind up? Well, if you're on my payroll, you know that you need a job. That's for sure. This particular welcome, and it says, welcome, Frank Cotolo. I like this.
Oh.
To great shopping, the easy, low monthly payment way. Now, you know, I don't know if anybody buys anything all at once. And, you know, on top of it, if you're talking Amazon, look, they have They have a...
website.
Yeah, a website, too. Thank you for that. I was a little scared a bear might come in. And you could call them. You could go to there, and you could, or you could use this. So I don't know why they do the hard copy, but they do it. Welcome, Frank Cotolo. And it's always to customize it. That, you know, with all the modern printing they have, they get this cheesy. They type in somebody's name, really cheesy. Like, look at this. It's like, what is that? What font is that anyway? Is that like a? It's like, what is that?
Helvetica.
That's not Helvetica. That's. I don't know. I
Impact.
Mean, isn't it? It's obvious that is not part of this printing printed ad, is it?
No. That's like when they'll call you, yeah, and the whole recording is generic, but your name
is louder than. Oh, right. Or it has that.
Call is for Frank Cotolo.
It's the lady. It's the lady from. I know what lady we're talking about. We're talking about. Let's see, which lady are we talking about here? I know you're talking. Now I got to play it. Now I got to get this lady. I know who we're talking about. But she's in every, she's on all of this stuff. Where is she? I know where we can go here. Wait, we can go to, where's the sound piece for here? PSAs? No, not PSAs. Promos. Where is she? She's here somewhere. Look what you did. Now you threw me all off here. Now this lady. Now I got to do this lady. I got to find her. Where the hell did she go? Is that her over there?
Which one?
Oh, my gosh. Now I can't find her. What is this, anyway? WQQ2. And probably another station I don't even know about I'm on. It's nuts, isn't it? This is totally nuts. And, you know, this gets worse.
It's so disorganized.
Not this. This, of course, this is... What's disorganized is all the crazy ways, places that... Oh, maybe it's in here. Let's go to the green room. We got here. Okay, I got one right. It's this lady. Where is it? Now I'm looking. I thought she was in here. How could she not be in here? Where did she go? I can't believe this.
Are you sure she's...
Yeah, I know. No, she's here somewhere. Not graphics. It's not music. Promos? Is she in here? Was I just here? Promos? Yeah. I was just here. This is stupid. I had to stop for this. I'm wasting so much time. But now I'm, you know, but I get into these things where, no, I got to find this now. And everybody knows her. I mean, everybody knows what she's going to say. So one, she only says a couple of things. And I used to have a program, there is a program where you can do this. Isn't there a program where you go and she talks, you can make them say anything?
I need to know what it is.
You need to know what it is. And I know, I can't believe I can't find her. Still doing it. I hate when that happens. I get locked into this absurd piece of, this absurd campaign. And I can't find anything. I have no idea. I know she says something somewhere. It's the same voice. And I don't know where I got this, but, you know, you could make them say anything. Ray, my son told me that it's part of, you know her anyway.
Sound
you
bits?
Know her. Huh?
Sound bits?
Sound bits. Maybe she's in sound bits. Yeah, here she is. Right here she goes. Right here. She goes, here.
Frank Cotolo makes me smile. Frank Cotolo makes me dance.
There you go. That's her. You like that one?
Frank Cotolo makes me smile. Frank Cotolo makes me dance.
Yes. So that's her. She's, she's all over the place. Oh, there's something I was looking
she's
for
very
before.
Popular.
Before. Yeah. She's a... No, I was looking for POW before. I don't know. Now I got
POW.
All this stuff. Yeah, the POW thing. I was looking for this before. I couldn't find it. But in any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, we're going to look at... Here, oh, God, this is the very famous one, of course, right here.
The Frank is on. The Frank is on. The Frank is on.
That's me.
And if you missed that... The Frank is on.
Okay, so you know her.
I remember that one.
And I don't know why I got, but that now I'm satisfied in some sense. Okay, so here is this thing here. It says, Frank Cotolo, these Americans have enjoyed this catalog since 1948.
They even put your name on the card.
They put pre-approved for $600 worth of stuff, which I can buy by, it's credit, so you got to buy like three. You said three. When they give you prices, they say as low as $33.99 a month. I love that little type. A month. Hey, look, it's only $33.99 a month.
27 easy payments of $2.99.
Yes, it doesn't even say how many payments. But here it is. Welcome, as your exclusive welcome, we're giving you pre-approved credit, so you can order right now with a new WebBank finger. Oops. Anyway, I'm not going to say the name. WebBank credit card. No hidden fees, no lengthy forms to fill out. You are always recognized as creditworthy at Fleming there. All you have to do is order. We're not going to say the name
we're
of
still
them.
Not yeah, it.
See for yourself all that Fleming has to offer. 30-day home trial, big name brands, huge selection, affordable monthly payments. At-home shopping ease. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. You know, you don't have to turn the page to find great
deals. Thank God they have that.
Yeah, who would know to turn this page? What does it say on the other side? You could right away you get something. On the other side, it has what? First thing it has, Beats by Dr. Dre. I have no idea. As low as $19.99 per month. Is Beats Pill Bluetooth Speaker. What is Bluetooth? I still don't know what. What is Bluetooth? No one knows.
Transmits things wirelessly. Something.
Four built-in speakers deliver Beats by Dr. Dre. What are Beats by Dr. Dre? Who is this Dr. Dre? I've never even seen this guy. He's got a show, right?
Does he?
Doesn't he? Okay, you don't know that either.
I don't know.
I thought this was a croquet set. You should see this. No, I don't know what this is. What is this? These are speakers?
Those are headphones.
Those are headphones?
Yeah.
It says U-Beats earbuds for Apple devices. A built-in mic lets you easily switch between music and incoming calls. Also compatible with iPod Touch and iPhone for online voice and video chats. It has metal housing, exclusive driver design, sealed-in ear control. How can all that be in this for only $13.99 per month? And I don't even tell you how many months. Does it tell you? It has to tell you the real price here, though. Doesn't it somewhere? No.
2 year.
2 years? Oh, $119.99, as low as $13.99 a month, as low as. So you could probably, it's probably more.
Oh, my God.
That's the lowest. Okay, so it starts off. Now these days, these are all filled with technical, with gadgets. This is the big thing, obviously. And in the old days, I wish I had one of those real old ones, but I didn't. I never kept them. I threw them out. They were garbage. You throw them out. What do? Keep these things. I used to have a couple that we used to do on this show. Even that, those are old. And we're talking only about 8, 9 years ago. Eight, 9 years ago. You were what, 2? No, you were 14? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
13, 14.
Look at this. It's okay, so it starts off with computers, and here's a Galaxy 3. They sell them over here. $35 a month, unlimited data and messaging and Boost Mobile. What's Boost Mobile? They have a different kind. That's another kind of phone. And it has Bluetooth, for whatever that means. You people probably know more about that than I do. How about a lower price for the Asus Bluetooth tablet with 10.1-inch multi-touch screen? So and this is all computers and phones now.
There's printers.
Pads and stuff. And then page 3, we get printers. And this is how this catalog starts. So we're going with look at this. Here's a 12-sheet cut shredder. Let me ask you something. I guess if you have a business, but who else? Shredders have not become a normal object. I got a refrigerator. I got a microwave. Oh, I have my shredder. People do not shred paper in their house, do they?
It's called your hands.
They just put it in a bag and give it to the garbage person. Collector. So it's not a garbage person. I didn't mean to say that those persons are garbage, okay? I was politically incorrect.
I guess
I remember
shredder.
When I was a kid, though, I used to love this. Because when I was a kid, they called the sellers of things, and they called the people who did the job, he was the garbage man. Now, obviously, a garbage man is a smelly, stinking piece of filled with junk. He's a garbage man, right? He carries around old pieces, rinds, olives and orange rinds and banana peels. He stinks. He's a garbage man. In fact, there was a time in New York where the garbage men, who were members of the New York Sanitation Department, they literally went to the mayor and said, look, we're tired of this. We want to be called sanitary engineers. They did not want to be called, because it was, hey, there's the garbage man. Who are you? What do you do for a living? So, well, and then later they became sanitation engineers or engineers of sound. Sounded really good. They still wore the same green crap and the stupid hat and everything, you know, and shorts. They want to talk about looking like a doofus Magoo during the summer. They're wearing these shirts. And they're constantly surrounded by garbage because they throw the stuff in the back of these big trucks. And he goes, and they stink. Okay. So when they got it to himself, from now on, the title of this job is sanitation engineer. So they said, well, that's settled. But they all went around, they felt a little bit better. But they went up and down the streets of New York, and people still said, hey, there's the garbage man! Where are they going to go? Hey, there's the sanitation engineer! Wait, come on, give me a break. They didn't do it anyway. Same thing with the guy who sold vegetables out of a truck. We used to have guys come around our place, you know, not like now. There used to be guys who hadn't even made a living this way. They put a whole bunch, they went out, bought vegetables, and then they put vegetables in the back of a truck. And then they went down, up and down the streets and sold vegetables. Mm. And they were the vegetable man. Of course, he was the vegetable man. And here, I have a taste of my arm. It's like, it's carrot. Out here. Here, eat my buns. It's like peppers, you know, whatever. The guy, he's the vegetable man. I say vegetable because I think that's funny. When someone once said that to me, instead of saying vegetable, they called it vegetable. And I went, wow, isn't that a weird way to say it, isn't it? It's a vegetable. Oh, I'd like to have a vegetable. Here comes the vegetable man. I sort of drive my parents crazy by saying things like that. Oh, Dad, look, the sanitary engineer is picking up all the bad vegetables. Hey, what the hell are you talking about? Why do we get these things? Where does this kid get these? Testing! Where does this kid get these things?
What about the milkman?
The milkman, of course. The milkman. Was a man made of milk? No. The milkman. He comes the milkman. And the mailman. They still, like the mailman. Is like, mailman is mail, M-A-I-L. When you're a kid, you go, oh, yeah, you got female men? And of course you do.
Yeah.
Now. But I'm saying, it's like the mailman. Yeah, the mailman. The who else? Who else? The garbage man.
Postal.
The milkman. Postal.
Postal delivery.
And there's so few of them because there's not even a postal. Let's go back to the catalog. Okay, there's printers.
Shredders.
Printers, shredders, yeah. More printers. What? What's that? That's a home office electronic. Hey, this is the Franklin Electronic Holy Bible. Holy Bible. There's an electronic Holy Bible.
Oh, whatever.
You could buy this, and it's only the Bible. Like, it's got a keyboard and everything. And it's $109, as low as $9.99 per month. And it's the Franklin Electronic. It's an e-Bible.
Oh, my God. I got a Bible for free
on
my campus the other day. They were just handing them out to people.
Oh, okay. The what?
Yeah.
Was what? What was the
little green one?
Little green Bibles.
Yeah, here you go. And then this one's $109.
Well, it's got keys and everything. You could probably, like, you could probably search. You could probably go, apostles. Apostles. And it goes, like, oh, which one? You know, it's like, right? Or you could go, Pontius. And you go to the section of the New Testament with Pontius Pilate. Barabbas.
Oedipus.
Barabbas. I hear they have a grumbling in here. They have a little comedy relief in here. They have a little comedy team that they use in the New Testament. Barabbas and Costello. They're funny. It's great. Okay. And they have the Franklin Electronic Speaking Spanish-English Dictionary.
Ah.
Now, that's useful. But it's an entire... I mean, you could look up this stuff if you have a computer, right? And you're wired in? Okay, anyway. Uh-oh, here we go. More
cameras.
Digital stuff. Cameras. Cameras that are Wi-Fi camcorder cameras. This is for all you people out there who really need to have a good picture of your ass when you go to chats at various places. You want to, you know, it's like nobody goes to, where is that place called? What is it? Chattanooga. That would be a great name. Chattanooga. Oh, what are we going on Chattanooga? Oh, just trains. Come on, chat with the trains. Chattanooga. Chattarama. I think it was something. You just click and you connect with somebody you don't know.
Chat roulette.
That's the one I was talking about. Because I talked about that. I went to chat roulette when someone told me, you got to go to chat roulette. They didn't tell me what it was all about. I go to chat roulette and you know, and all that's there are boys and men showing their genitals. There's nothing else. It's unbelievable. It's like, are we going to talk? Only we talk about this. Yeah, it's ridiculous. I just don't want to, you know, and I want to tell you something. As much as any one person could like looking at that, it's just outrageous that there's just too many. It's, you know, and it's just, you know, the same thing goes with porn. It's like after a while, it's like, you can do something different. Why don't you use a crowbar or something? I'm tired of this. Anyway, So these are great. This is the camcorder camera.
Jeez, a Kurva.
Okay, yeah. And, you know, and then get one where you can take pictures. You tell one of your father for me. You know, this is the terrible in-joke, and we shouldn't be doing it. Save $60 on this one. These are with 16 megapixels. They write about these things as if everybody should know. I don't know all this stuff.
16.2.
Right? 16.2, yeah, right. The wafer thin. It's amazing what you could do with digital. Five times optical. Look at this thing. If this is a camera, that's wafer thin cameras. It's a Sony, but they should call it Sony wafer thins. Let's move on. And then the giant screens. You got these little things for the giant screens. High density, deep density, long density, short density, and of course they're all in all the major companies, $19.99 a month, and you could buy these things, and they keep you going, and then we have, of course, tons of speakers. Blu-ray home theater sound systems, okay? Ooh. This is why there are no movie theaters anymore, okay? Or there's one movie theater playing 33 movies. You know, it's like, hey, you're going to the Cisco complex? Yeah, what's playing? Okay, here we go. And you want that in alphabetical order? Okay, here we go. There's like three seats in every theater. But there's 33 movies. We used to go to movies. There was like hundreds of seats. We had to go to see one movie or a double feature. Right now, you got to go to 33 different theaters that have three seats in them. Sorry, we're sold out. Why don't you go to Globe Theater 33 BYC? That's showing the other way. We got this is showing in four different. Okay, what do we got here now? We still have this stuff, Toshiba. What is this? Blu-ray player.
Hey, look, VHSs.
VHSs. There's no such thing. They still sell them. Look at this.
A DVD, a Blu-ray, and a VHS.
And a microwave. It's amazing how it's got on the... Oh, as low as $13.99 a month. I still have so many...
VHS.
Thank you. VHS cassettes. I froze. what do we got? I've got to just go through this till we get some other stuff. All these are all these headphones, speakers,
portable.
More of those.
Who uses portable DVD players?
Portable DVD players. You take it around. You want to go to the coffee shop, watch a movie. I don't want to watch this movie at home. I got a copy of The Departed. You know what would be fun? We'll go get a bunch of coffees and watch it. And, what?
Yeah, when you have laptops and phones, why do you need a portable DVD player?
I don't know. What is this, Sylvania? This is a portable. That's another portable. Okay.
So receiver. This.
Now we move on, and I think we're starting to get some.
Look at this.
There's
a record player.
There's a record player. Those of you out there who still have a vinyl, and you know, they're starting to sell vinyls again. I noticed in Book Bam, in Bam.
Yeah.
They used to be, they actually have albums in there.
When were you at record Bam?
I got a whole, what?
When were you at Bam?
The last time they wanted to throw me out, because as everybody knows, when I walk into Bam, the first thing I do, I walk through the doors, and I stand right there, and I go, BAM! And they look at me like I'm nuts. And I'm like, well, this is where I am, right? At BAM! They want to throw me out, but they let me stay.
Clay and I were there. What did you buy? Records.
Nothing. Yeah, and they have records. Yeah,
yeah,
and I have tons of records still in my area here. Okay, and they have record players. They have record players, and you know what they don't have? And
this is a
great?
5-in-1.
I'm going to get some reel to reel. What is this? 5-in-1. It plays records, discs, CDs, BDs, ABs, and you can put on your PJs while you're listening. It's unbelievable. What does it play? It's a one.
It's a
5-in-1.
Three disc CD player.
Three disc CDs.
Three speed turntable.
Oh, that would be, you know, the speeds?
Yeah.
We'll go, what are the speeds?
45.
Yeah. You don't know the speeds. Just
then
so
you
young.
Got. A dual cassette track.
Deck. Dual cassette deck. So you can put two cassettes in at the same time.
And I
don't know about you, but when I have two cassettes, you know what I enjoy doing? I enjoy listening to Exile on Main Street, the Rolling Stones. It's two cassettes because it was a double album. I have a dual band. I just run them at the same time. It don't sound any different. In fact, it sounds like a whole other side they didn't make. It just put them on. It's just like play them both at the same time. That's why you want that. What's the other one?
AM, FM.
Tuner.
and then the auxiliary input for like your iPod.
A cable.
Or whatever.
So cable?
I'd be happy if it was the 6-in-1, they had an 8-track.
Well, none of this would make me happy. I just wouldn't be happy with this at all. It's a big, bulky, stupid thing, and I gotta put all this stuff. I'd want to put everything on at once. That would be so much fun. I'm gonna play a record. Hey, look, I got an old Beatles record right here, and I'm gonna put in the CD. I'm gonna put a CD of who else? Who could I put in? I'll put in this, new guy.
McLean.
Don McLean CD, and I'm gonna put that. I got 3 CDs. I got Don McLean, Bob Dylan, and Dylan McLean. I'm going to put them all in there, and then I'm going to get this other, and I'm going to throw in, what else could I throw in here? Just put it on as loud as you can. That's it. It's party time. It's party time.
I got the 2 cassettes.
And the 2 cassettes, because we got then, you know, Exile on Main Street. We got both of the 2 cassettes, or we could put one of them.
Then turn the AM, FM tuner.
Turn on the radio. AM, and we'll have, you know, like Sean Hannity talking in the background, because there's only talk radio. And then what else? And then we put
plug in
FM,
your iPod with the auxiliary cord.
iPod. And just put it on as loud as it can and hope that it's like, I wonder if you did that, if it would like explode. It would like, I can't handle all these signals, all the zeros and ones, because it's digital, going crazy. And of course you'd have like an atom, like when an atom break, you know, get the 2 atoms and when you split the atom. You know,
yeah.
Well, however they do that. And, you know, it would be like that. It would be all the zeros and ones are flying around. And here now the news. A man was killed today when trying to play every device on his 5-in-1 Encore technological player.
Well, look, 6-in-1.
Oh, gosh, a 6-in-1. Well, what would be the 6th one?
The 6th one is a CD recorder.
Oh, my God, we could record
which
all
I've
of it.
Which I've heard about. Right. You can record with these. You can
directly
record
directly onto CD.
Yeah, you could record like your album.
Oh my God!
Onto a CD,
and then we move on to musical instruments, they got these. Now, anybody who's going, let me tell you something, because I have instruments, I play instruments, and nobody. And I'm not telling you the name. This is another reason nobody should buy these from a catalog. Why these fantastic PV guitars. I have no idea who the PV people might be that they make the great. I know, you know, it's the includes Chord Buddy, clip-on digital tuner, picks, guitar strap, and free 20-song download. So, well, if you're buying an instrument, what do you want to listen to? Don't you want to play your own songs, for God's sake? Learn to play your own songs. So this is $13.99 a month, and it's going to cost you $179.99 for the PV and all this crap, and you can get a great guitar. If you go to like Guitar Center or something for that money, don't buy this junk. Okay. Now these Casios, I had a number of these. So they're good for funny. They're fun once in a while. A Casio.
Yeah.
Were you gonna say something about the guitar?
No, I was gonna say something about
What's this
karaoke system.
Oh, a karaoke. Now every house should have a karaoke system. All right, come on over tonight. Let's get some beer and sing some Journey songs.
Classic karaoke.
Classic karaoke. Oh, the shark. Imagine the other guy. I would love to have this because there are certain people in my area. I can't imagine singing, and it would be the most hilarious thing in the world. Like the farmer down the road, come on in. You like that song, Mac the Knife? Why don't you sing it? I got the karaoke. And the guy's going, smug babe. And he's reading this. He's still no rhythm, nothing. Duck has a show, rosy, rosy red. Yeah, go. You go get him there, Farmer Gray. Whatever his name might be. Probably kill me. They'd kill me and slice me into pieces and burn me in my own backyard. There are karaoke systems. What do these things cost? $200 for a karaoke system. Got a microphone and everything.
This one's $300.
Do you think people actually buy these and have like karaoke parties in their houses?
I feel like maybe they would, and then they'd have 2 parties and never use it again.
More phones, more Beats by Dr. Dre. I don't know what that's all. I guess it beats. I guess it just plays beats. So you could do your own rap music. It's just got a beat. It's like the beat. You got a digital beat. And there's the beat, right? You hit the beat. And, you know, it's, hey, that'd be even my karaoke. Wouldn't that be great? Because people would come over. How do you, you know, you can't do karaoke. They don't have rap music on karaoke, do they? There's too many weird words. Who would follow that?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Nobody tries to get up and do karaoke. Do they? You're young and you go to, oh, she's asleep. I'm just like the rest of my audience at the moment. This is Frank Cotolo. I'm here at Cotolo Chronicles, Y2K plus 13. What are we doing next week? I don't know. November next week might be Dr. Dre. I don't know. Might be Dr. Maybe 50 Shades of Dre. Hey, that would be a good name for his book, 50 Shades of Dre. I give away all this incredible information. creative stuff and nobody does anything with it. Look what they have here. iHome, Bluetooth. What are these? Here's gray, gray, orange. What are these things? iHome, rechargeable mini speakers. Oh, my God. Boy. More phones.
Is that a walkie-talkie?
A walkie-talkie. People still do that. Uniden Bearcat, 300-channel analog handheld scanner. So this is, you know, you can get on here and hear, like, the most absurd things. What do you hear here? Is this kind of scanner? You just hear
you can
police
it.
Calls.
Yeah.
This is what they all sound like. Yeah, well, that's entertainment, isn't it? Hey, get the scanner! Get the scanner! I mean, you know, turn off the TV! Get the scanner! Turn it on! I want to hear this! Hey, what do you got? Oh, great! Pour me some more wine! This is great! Listen to this! Unbelievable.
Maybe,
what do people do?
If you turn it properly, you could hear like the Wendy's drive-thru speakers.
Okay, phones now. Regular phones, sets of phones. Of course,
home
you know.
Phones,
home phones, landlines.
No one uses those.
It's true. There's so few landlines. A fax. Who does fax anymore? Think about that. That's who would have thought you'd live to see that be over? I thought that was like, it was like the cutting edge at the time. There were fax. Hey, just fax me. You got a fax machine? Why, you're nuts? You know what those things cost? Yeah, just fax me. How do I do that? Hey, you bring your fax machine. And it would go. It would make the. Oh, he's not helping. He has his fax on. Call him up. So you have to call him up. You get a busy signal. You know why? Because you're calling the fax number.
All I wanted to do was to tell you to come over at 8. That's fun.
Life is a pain in the ass, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here are the little kids. These are pads. So they sell pads.
This one's called Meep.
Yeah, well, let's just keep moving on. Oh, it's all kids' stuff now. And it's funny because the kids' stuff are all digital now. Digital kids' phones. Digital iPads, digital mobile goes, two-handed learning systems.
Do you think kids sit down and look through this?
I don't know. These kids, these kids today, they're so savvy and they're so smart. I bet you these kids get these things and they somehow they figure out how to get porn on it. And they wire. These kids are incredible. Oh, they get these like incredibly violent things, right? And little Johnny goes, "Hey, Stewie, come on over. I found the third level of Grand Theft Auto, the one with the boobs." And he's kind of like, "Oh, no, come on over."
That's why he's so happy in this.
Yeah, picture. That's right. VTech. $5.99, as low as $5.99 a month. Look at this poor little sweet girl. Crayola Fold and Go Art Studio. And she has there's a chair and everything. Look at that. Look at this mixer. Wood case. Oh, no, that's not a mixer. That's a bunch of paints. You're painting. You should encourage kids to do this kind of stuff. This is analog stuff. Actually have to draw. If they're not drawing on anything digital. They're using crayons, markers. That's great. That's good. And then there's a whole bunch of Legos. Now, we know about Legos, don't we? Huh? let's go get the Mutant Ninja Turtles. Friends.
China.
Chima. C-H-I-M-A. It's some kind of monsters. Ninjago. Star Wars. We talked about them, of course. That's where you get the... only the bad guys have... anybody but the white guys who are yellow guys to get the light. Oh, and then dolls. There are still dolls.
Yeah, Barbie.
There's Barbies. You know, I just saw that they have a Barbie out now. It's Barbie at this age. They actually have aged Barbie from the time she came out. I forgot what year it was that she came out. The year she was presented. And then they added all the years onto her. So you could buy a MILF doll. You could buy a MILF Barbie now. Isn't that something?
How old would she be?
How old would Barbie be?
That's a question.
That's a good question. How old would Barbie be? You can email us, frankfcatolo@yahoo.com, or you could just write to us at this number, 6. Okay, so then we got, these are great Tonka toys. They still love Tonka toys. Kids still like to play with fire engines and police cars and, Christmas trees. Who buys fake Christmas trees through the mail? who does this? Who does? It's like, that's the way, you know, someday when all memory is erased about about rural Christmases and hands-on times, there's going to be someone who goes, there's going to be someone who says something, ah, it's time for Christmas. I remember the old days when Mom and Dad used to sit down with the catalog and order the, get the Christmas tree. But now, what do you do now? Now they do it like it's like in Star Trek. They got the, you know, there's a farm somewhere that has the trees and they're fake. And then it just goes, it puts them in a machine. What is it? Beam me up. They beam it. They beam it to your house. Maybe it makes that sound, maybe it makes another sound. I don't know. You think of it yourself. Do whatever you want to do.
How much are the Christmas trees?
How much are the $13.99 per month. You know, it's amazing. You buy a Christmas tree, it'll be August. You're still paying for your Christmas tree. I mean, who wants to do that? You know? $20. We used to buy an entire beautiful tree for $20. And even if... Okay, guns, kids. Let's get... Nice. Oh, hatchets. Hatchets, knives... And I like swords. The knives. Swords. Samurai swords. I don't know what you do with those if you buy them. Are they just decorative?
I guess.
Set of three collectible black dragon samurai swords includes the katana, tanto, and wakayashi.
Someone who's listening to your shows right now is like, what catalog is this? I want those.
Yeah, I know. They look at this bad bone. You know, and that's the other thing. It's good you brought that up. Because these items are probably available on any number of catalogs. You get the same junk. It's not like you can get different junk. Here are Daisy handguns. And I believe... Now, can you buy a handgun just like through the mail? I don't even know that.
Like what kind
I don't know. With all the talk and controversy about this today, you can't just buy one. Or they can even ask you, how are you? My name is Frank Felix. I'm in Mexico. My name is Frank Felix. I'm in Mexico. And I need guns because why? Because the cartel's in tatters. That's right. My cartel's in tatters. I need guns.
Look at these fancy binoculars.
Oh, it was a callback, huh? That was a callback. Fancy binoculars. It shoots out a beam. I had one of the first designs of these I bought from one of my sons a long time ago. It shot out a stream of laser type light, and then you look through here, so you could look at them at night. Look through it now. What do you want to do? What do you want to look at night? Can this really be? Oh, a game camera. What's a game camera?
I have no idea. Look, now here's walkie-talkies.
Here, walkie-talkies. Now what? You know, smartphone. All the things you could do. We still need walkie-talkie.
Yeah, right.
What about a walkie-talkie?
Here, take this other walkie-talkie, so I can call you later.
The kids, and you, when you buy them in here, they all got their own smartphones and iPhones and stuff like that. You talk to them in the same house. People talk, text one another in the same house, for God's sake.
They probably buy the walkie-talkies through their phone, because you can purchase things on
the smartphone.
Yeah, right,
and then get them, bring them. And this
That's
I
like
love.
Buying one of those Stairmaster exercise machines.
Yeah.
And then when it's delivered, you run down the
you
stairs.
You run down the stairs. That's right. Trip and fall, and that's the end of it. You're never going to break your leg. You're never going to use it.
Fuck the Stairmaster.
Yeah, what was that all about? Anyway, here are crossbows, which are fascinating. Crossbows.
How is this delivered through the mail?
I want to know why crossbows are advertised on the same page as pool tables. Look, there's a pool table, right?
A bicycle. Like
a bicycle, a pool table, a scooter, Razor scooters. My kids had these. And a real basketball hoop. Half-court portable basketball system. And this, and why? And crossbows. who designed this thing? What's on the other page
here?
What? What are these?
These things are heavy. How are they?
Well, let's see what it says here. It's a 7-foot billiard table. Burgundy playing surface comes with two cues, brush, chalk, rack, and billiard ball set. Soft polyester surface, a surface made with engineered wood. Engineered wood! Wait a second. What do they really know about wood? Huh? What do they know about wood? I think we have somebody who can tell us. Boris?
Karloff speaking.
Yes.
I'm here with a story for you from the files of the Reader's Digest.
What is it?
This is the story of the most versatile of all living substances.
Hmm, living substance?
It has held man in his cradle. It warmed his heart.
Yes, and it...
It will make him his last and, long home.
And it plays billiards.
This is the story
of
wood.
Yes, right. That's a,
thanks, that's Boris.
Wait a second. You know what I need? I need a loop of this. I need... Where'd he go?
Give him you. Oh.
Story of wood.
I need a loop of this. Here,
when living... Last long home.
How do we get there?
This is the story of wood.
This is the story of wood.
I can live that.
Story of wood.
What story is this?
Home.
Boris?
This is the story of wood.
Well, this is engineered wood we're talking about here. And polyvinyl chloride laminate. Let's all say that together. Polyvinyl chloride laminate. It says cannot ship outside the continuous 48 states. They cannot. What, are you kidding me? There's a 7-foot thing. It's got engineered wood. We're not taking it overseas to put it on a ship. If it goes on a ship, you know, the weather's like out there, that engineered wood is just going to, it's going to expand. It'll be rotten by the time it gets to Madrid. Unbelievable. Okay. Curbs, look at this. Curb, oh, look, they act like oversized curbside delivery. I love, we're not bringing that in the house now. I got your, look, these guys show up, they got this, we got your pool table, the engineered wood and everything, but we are not going to bring it in the house. This is curbside delivery, but I thought you were going to put it in. You didn't read the small print, it said curbside delivery. So we're leaving it right out here. But it's raining, sir. We don't give a flying rat's ass. Unbelievable, huh?
Oh, my God.
Now, what else do they have here? They have bounty hunter. What are these things? What are these? Bounty hunter?
Metal detectors, right?
Metal detectors. So, does anyone do this for a living? Wow, we got no way we're going to get through all of these. Okay, well, it's unbelievable. We'll have to do
exercise
this.
Kind
of exercise things. You know, you walk with them, you move them, you things. Look at this. I'd like some of these. Do they come with some of these girls to come with it? Look at the. They got the models in there. Here it is. What do? You got an ab coaster, a gym chair, a clipper stepper, a rocket twister. Yeah, I'll twist your rocket. I got a total gym right here. There's one piece of thing that goes on.
We
got
toolkits.
Tools. No tools. Why build things? These are virtual. These are actual things.
There's a grill.
A grill. You're gonna about the grill things. We got power saws. We got hand saws. We got snow blowers. These are important to have maximum watts.
You can buy a greenhouse.
Quality tool. What are those? What are they called?
Generators.
Yeah, we got generators. We got air conditioners. Look at all. Look at this. Someone's gonna buy a fireplace. You ever see those things? The Amish.
That curbside delivery?
Look at all these prizes we got here. There's two pages just to tell you how you can pay in any possible way. Imagine that. 15 months. What are you doing now? Well, you might never get another check. What do you want? What are you doing? I got one of those Christmas trees last year. I'm almost finished paying it. For God's sakes, it's September. We're going to buy another one soon. Yes. I got to finish paying this one.
Just tack it on to my
thing. The rest of his life, he's paying $15.99 a month. Poor Uncle George, he lived to be 102, and he was still not paid off of his Christmas trees. Still weren't paid. But boy, did that family have a wonderful Christmas every year. Then this clothes. We got the wonderful Erica line of clothes. I have no idea what those might be. Shirts for men, hoods with sweatshirts. Now they call them hoodies. Hoodies. I hate that. I hate when they put D's on stuff. We used to have, it's a sweatshirt with a hood. Oh, it's a sweatshirt with a hood. Hoodies. What else do they call? I bought my son his own vehicle. I bought him an Audi. An Audi is a car. A car-y? I bought him a car-y. I bought him a what? Right? Because they do that, right? I got a bikey. I bought him a bikey. So he could ride his bikey.
Mikey.
Oh, my God. How do I place an order? Yeah, right. This is the worst of all time. Never buy these. I'm telling you this right now, okay? You got, they sell the shirts and the hooded sweatshirts and everything with football team names on them. Now listen to me, and listen to me closely, okay? Do not buy something that advertises something else for someone. You want, your body is not my body. Well, not do it. I've told you this. I'm not going to wear the Washington Redskins, the Oakland Raiders, the Packers, the Patriots, the Ping Pongs, or the Poopy Doops. I'm not wearing any of it because they get paid to put, I'm not doing it. I'm not an advertisement. My body's not an advertisement for anything, but love. I am a love machine. And that's it. You're not going to see anything. You're going to pay me. You're not going to pay me if you're going to put a name on. What do you got? You're wearing one. What do you want to say? Who is that?
That's it's from Arrested Development.
Oh, Arrested. Okay, so that's it. So you advertise TV shows all you want on you. We got boots. We got boots that go in snow. We got slippers, jewelry. Oh boy, who doesn't buy beautiful jewelry for the picture in a glossy little thing? Nobody, right? That's it. Oh boy, we're running out of earrings, rings. Yeah, bracelets. Watches, clocks, crucifixes on giant. This is the ones in case vampires come. You got these big giant ones here. Crucifixes. That's original from the Crusades alone. You've got what else? You got these walkers, the 300-pound capacity walkers. I hate seeing people wear those, but at least they walk around. I'm always worried that they're going to get a step ahead of themselves, and the thing is, they're going to wind up on their faces. I don't know. Maybe they strap them on or something. Shavers, Homedics. Look at this. It's a Homedics hydrotherapy foot massage. Now you got to be careful. Now, I hope this runs my battery. Because I know a couple of people died from these things. They just plug in the foot massager. That was the end of it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or he lost his feet, at least. He died. He lived, but he could never... Well, he wouldn't need it anymore, either. And this here, heated percussion action massager. Percussion action. I guess you get it in different... Look, you can get it in snare drum. You can get it in, bass drum. Boom, 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 ba-da-dum, boom, boom, boom. That's right. You got every possible way you possibly can here. I know I'm watching this clock right here because we're on a minute late. It doesn't matter. We can end early. We can end whatever we want. Oh, hairstylist, girls. So you get a hairstyle. This is supposed to be entire bed sheets. Bed sheets, designs. These are not curbside delivered. You can get these in your house. Look at that. I like that one. Boy, that's a bachelor pad. Now look at that thing.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, when you're not seeing them. Let's go through these quickly now as we move on to our theme here. And then we have to wait for Lena because she's got to get in the morning. Okay, we got beds. We got couches. Oh, look, Little League they sell couches with little boys and dogs on them. And then, all these other things you put. What are these called?
Complete dictionary.
Credenzas. Don't you love that? You always wanted to have one just so I could tell people. Yeah, I got a credenza the other day. Did you really? Yeah, what a beautiful credenza. You just want to say it. You know? It's just a bunch of shelves. It's a credenza. It goes against the wall. Here's a credenza on places where you can put all your CDs, DDBFs, DBFs, EDVs, and whatever you get. They're vacuum cleaners, which now look like robots from Fritz Lang movies back in. Look at these things. Oh, it's incredible. I'll tell you what's going on in this world. Glasses. Then we get down to the little stuff. Glasses. I love this. As seen on TV, I mean, three in the morning. You know, the Japanese guy selling the air knife. It's got holes in it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, just cut to. Punch. You know, it's great. I love it. And we got all those things. What else do we have? Trash cans, forks, knives, hot dog makers, and George Foreman mixers. Still have blenders and mixers. We still have all these things, don't we?
That's a bullet over there?
The what?
That bullet thing that they advertise here we on go. TV.
I don't know. Yeah.
Where you like tap it three times?
And yeah.
Whatever.
I don't know. Rachel Ray has cookware sets. Rachel Ray cookware sets. She's got her name on it. She's getting money. You buy them. Hey, gentlemen, who doesn't want Cheerios dispensers in your house? $6.99 a month.
What'd you do? Got the Cheerio dispenser in the mail today, hon. Brought it right in. Oh, my goodness. Now we won't have to actually tip the box over and put it in the bowl. No, sorry. Now we just get out the thing, and we just put it in the thing there. And
that's what you can tell over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and he's holding my Cheerios dispenser, my Fruit Loops, too, on the other side.
You can't put cornflakes in there, though. You know, you put the crunch of my...
honey, I broke the dispenser. I put in
what do they call those? What do they call?
Oh, Lucky Charms?
No, I put in, wheat, what are the...
Oh, wheat
things? What do you call them? The round one, the things. Oh, gosh, I can't even remember this. I have had enough of this. I'm not buying for this thing. Now with the scrap, I just threw this thing out the window. Now with that. Maybe I should have said, oh, man, I don't know what to tell you. My name is Frank Cotolo. My man's name adorns the title of the show. Mr. Jeremy Long is with us today for this party. What is this?
There's a GPS on the back.
Oh, GPSs. I called Jeep? I don't know.
Nowhere through the catalog, but on the very back, they have one GPS.
There's one GPS on the back. You can get that. You know where you're going. If you don't know where you're going, you may get there a little bit faster. What did I say? I said, my name is Frank, told me I was going to. And it's Jeremy.
Hi.
And then he'll be. That's enough. We'll see you again next time. We're bound to be around. We hope to be around. Let me have a good night, Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you are. I know where you are. You're probably looking through your catalog. Oh, let's get out of here now. We'll see you next time. I gotta go. I got nothing more to say.
小村到大市，咸湿屋仔到咸湿中心，是 Cthulhu Chronicles。